Virgin Weshiva Lesson 240, Experiences on the Astral Plane. When we are in a dream, it seems so real to us. When we wake up, we reflect on it as a dream, which is usually thought of as unreal. Similarly, Indian philosophers enjoy saying that we are in this life and it seems real until we wake up through spiritual enlightenment to a greater reality. If we postulate that dreams are real, we must then acknowledge that what we remember of them is our uninhibited state of consciousness, experience, unencumbered by society, local and national customs, or inhibitions planted into the mind by parents at a young age. Knowing this will let us know who we really are, underneath the facade, encumbered by society, suppressed by belief and attitude of the waking state. We are free in our dreams. No one is looking at us. Society, family, and friends are not judging us. Ayurveda physicians state that those of the Kapha dosha, which is water and earth, often dream of water. One who is of the Pitta dosha, fire nature, dreams of fire. A Vata, or air nature, dreams of air. But they also say that it may be best to forget your dreams because they might be produced by indigestion or constipation. And these may be dreams you would not want to remember. Nevertheless, if dreams depict who we really are, it may be beneficial for those under the guidance of a Satguru to write them down each morning upon arising and put them at his holy feet at the end of each month. This would be strictly a Guru-Shishya training relationship and for a specific period of time, not more than 4 months. It might be scary, even disheartening, for you to do this for yourself. And Satgurus would recommend that you forget your dreams upon awakening, for if remembered, they may bring that reality into the awakened reality and produce experiences you would not want to experience. One more thing comes to mind. This is that occasionally I have experienced being absolutely aware, fully conscious of the physical body, eyes closed, while simultaneously seeing through the eyes of the inner body and communicating through thought with astral people in my room. Sometimes, when the Madhavasis have been late to feed me because I was napping but fully conscious, the guardian devas would come before me with delicious food, nicely prepared, and with their astral hands spoon it into my mouth, and I actually smell and taste it. When the astral meal is over, I am not physically hungry anymore. During the height of the Sri Lankan Civil War crisis, when thousands of my devotees there were being killed day after day, several times during that day, I deliberately took naps off and on. Just before these sleeps, and just before awakening in the morning, I would meet with those who had been killed and bless them one at a time as they came before me. I was totally conscious as my astral hand would put the blessing, the mark of the Bodhi, Shiva's sacred ash, upon their forehead. Then they would go on into the Shiva Loka. This type of physical astral experience is definitely not a dream, nor is it a superconscious vision. It is an actual, intense human happening involving this world and its astral double, coexisting in communicative activity. Unlike dreams which are quickly forgotten, these physical astral experiences, not unlike superconscious visions, leave an indelible mark in the physical brain and are more vivid months and even years later than when they were experienced. for 3 or 4 years in the late 50s. I researched the death experience and its astral interface with this apparent reality. The dream world was explored and the astral interface with waking consciousness within it. We discovered that there are many thousands of astral lovers who regularly visit women to satisfy their sexual desires. These women are single, either not married yet or divorced or married, but their husbands were unable to satisfy them. It was also discovered that because of this psychic phenomenon, women who have had unhappy marriages are more attracted than men to spiritualism, as it was called in those days. Such astral male lovers are called Gandharvas in the Vedas, and their female counterpart are the Apsaras. These are definitely experiences, astral physical plane interface experiences, as real as happenings during the waking day.